You were holding Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Can the Gemara says Reb Shimon Oimer? Can the top is La Rabbis say your Avodas Kechovim L'smicha? Reb Shimon says in this pasuk of a Somach Yodoi Al Rosh HaSoyer, it comes to include not like if you just said Soyer Nachshon, but rather comes to include the Siri Avodas Kechovim that they also need a smicha. So now the Gemara asks Mask of Lo Ravin Ravin asks the question Tenach Reb Yehuda. It's very good the way we learn Shabbat before the Pesukim according to Reb Yehuda. Again, that there was a word Oisai, so we darshan from the word Oisai, it says by Korban Chatis, that Oisai b'tzofen only a regular chatis that comes from a kapora, the shechita has to be done b'tzofen, and not Oisai anachshon. That's the drosha. Why do we need the drosha? For the chur b'shita, that say anachshon does not need a tzofen. It does not come for a kapora, it's only a korban of a nesiyim that's brought down for Chanukah Samizveich. So the most happy meaning was, because since the Sayyid Nachshon has a Ribli, then it needs Samicho, so I would have thought to say, he would then need Tzofen, Kamash from the Pasuk Nova, Shachad Oisai, only a regular Chattis needs Tzofen, and not the Sayyid Nachshon. So that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says in this Pasuk of the Somach Yodoi, Arosh HaSoyer, it's Mav Sayyid Nachshon. But the question is though, both Rabbi Shimon, Ma'ikel and Neymar, according to Rabbi Shimon, we just had that he darshens when the Pasuk of the Somach Yodoi is coming to be Mabel, Siri Avodas Kechovim. Since so, a Sayyid Nachshon does not even need smicha. So if it does not even need smicha, the Chorib Shita does not need a shita to be done with Tzofen. So what's the Hazamina? What do I need a need for? The Shachar Oisai to teach me that Sayyid Nachshon is not coming on Tzofen. Shita, you do not need Tzofen on this Sayyid that Nachshon brought, the Nesiyim brought. Since it was not for Kapora, so Shita, you do not have to have Tzofen. What's the Hazamina? Moshe says, "Oh, Malay Mazutra, pray the Rav Mori the Ravino, the Rav Yehuda Nami." He says, "No, even the country of Yehuda, my dies Rabbi is Rabbi, my delay is Rabbi is Rabbi." It's also a question. Even though true, there's a ribui from Hidashin's Besomach Yodoi that Smicha applies to say an action. The Chur, it's only what this Rabbim. Abad, it's only a sword that said that you need Smicha by a korban like a say an action. But a tzofen. Shit, you do not have to have. Like what you have a minute to say that since we see you need smicha, the owner has to put his hand on top of the korban. Therefore, you see it's like a regular chatis. I would have thought to say this for an action, such a korban like that does not come for kapora, also needs tzofen. So he asked the question back, no, what kind of have a minute is this? The guru should have said, my dis rabbi is rabbi, or my delayus rabbi layus rabbi, but we don't have a ribui for tzofen. Shit, you do not need tzofen. So it's still a question, why do we need the Pasuk B'Shachad Oisai to teach us only regular Chattis, the Shechit has to be done with Tzofen, and not by a Soyin Achshon, Shechit does not need Tzofen. So Moshe says, V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Ila Miyat Akro. No, if the Pasuk would not say clearly B'Shachad Oisai, a Miyat, to say that this Korban like a Soyin Achshon, Stam a Korban of a Chattis, it's not a Kaporo. If you wouldn't have a special Pasuk to say it does not need Chattis, it does not need Tzofen, maybe half a minute I would have thought to say, taste the binyanav. I should learn it out from the binyanav that this is a chatis, and just like all other chatois have to have tzofen, maybe that's the half a minute to say, that any chatis, even though it does not come for kapara, like a say nashon, maybe it's a binyanav, like Rashi says, the mam mitzin of b'shach chatois, if so, it should need tzofen. Someone says, if so, smicha gufa. If that would be the svara, then I should not have to have a special pasuk of a somach yoda to teach me that sayin achshon this chatas needs a smicha. The chura lishta kroaminei. The Torah should have been quiet. You do not need this pasuk of a somach yoda. And the taste of the binyanav, I should be able to learn out from the binyanav that it needs smicha. So the chura, you say that this binyanav does not help. So Moshe Elo, what do you have to say? That shor midoris leyafinan. That even though it's a korban chatis, this korban soya that the Nesiyim brought, but it was only l'shor, it was a special thing to be brought there, Meshavta Chanukasan HaMishkan. That's when they brought these Nesiyim. The Nesiyim brought the korbanos. But since l'doris, we do not have such a korban, so you cannot learn out such a korban from l'doris. If so, you don't have any binyanav. So that's why we need a prophet to teach us for Somach Yodoi, that there was a mitzvah to make a smicha then. If so, l'chura, we're still asking the question, Why do I need a pasuk to say b'shocha doisai? That the Sir Nachshon does not need sofron. The Chorab Shittu does not need sofron. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the Havmin to say it should need sofron? Hachinami, show me Doros Yafin. I would not learn out. There's no Havmin. Even though the Doros, every Chattis needs sofron, but a covering like Nachshon, since it was only Lishor, Shittu does not need sofron. So what does the pasuk have to say it for? El Radik Marsal like this, like a true. We do not need this pasuk of Ashokha. Do you say to teach us that only a regular chat is not a soyanachshon? Pshita soyanachshon does not need sofon. So what's the deal then of the pasuk of Ashokha? Do you say only this chat is and not other chatois? El oisoy toin sofon, but yein hashrechit under the sofon. That's the chiddush, that the animal has to be on the sofon side of the azara, but not the shrechit. The shochet could be wherever he wants. That's the tree. That's the dig. The shochet oisai means the korban has to be there, but not the shochet. So, I'm asked the question: Midi Rabbi Achia Nafka? This drasha we learn out from the way Rabbi Achia learns it out. The Tanya learn like this: in the Gemara in Zvachim, that Rabbi Achia Omer, when the pasuk says v'shochet oisai ayerach hamisbeach tfoino. So, matam leimer. What do we need this pasuk for? To teach us what needs the pasuk for shochet oisai ayerach hamisbeach tfoino. Lefish, he says like this, Lefish Shemetzinu bin Mekabel, because we find by Kabbalah Saddam, Shoimid B'tzofin, or Mekabel B'tzofin, that both the Behema, the Korban has to be on the north side of the Hazara, and the Kohen that does the Kabbalah also has to be there. That's what we ask the din of Kabbalah Saddam. Now, the Imam Ad Vidorim, let's say the Kohen is standing on the south side of the Hazara, the kibbol b'tzofen, and he puts his hands over and mekabel the dam, even though the korban is standing at sofen, still possible. So yochel, I would have thought to say av zekein. Maybe the same thing applies by shchitur also, that the shreichet also has to be on the sofen side of the azara. On this tells the pasuk, no, the pasuk talmud leima oisay b'tzofen v'loy hashreichet tzorach liyosayim b'tzofen. So this drush you will learn now from vayikra aleph. The way Rabbi Achoy dashens. So here we're dashing a pasuk in Vayikra Dalet that it says v'shachad oisay v'mokam ashiyishchad asoyla. Here we're dashing a pasuk in Vayikra Dalet v'shachad oisay v'mokam ashiyishchad asoyla. So what do we need two pesukim for? So it can't be the same drasha of oisay twice. So back, what do we need the word oisay by Yosfu and Vayikra Dalet? So we're in says yelo oisay b'tzafon v'yein b'noit b'tzafon. The chiddush is that only a behemah. A korban, the shechita has to be done b'tzofen of a kurdish kedoshim, but not an oif or a chatis, because otherwise salka, that we never would have thought to say leisiv kavuchayim, that an oif also needs its malika to be done on the tzofen side, because I make kavuchayim mi ben sain from a korban, ma ben sain, just like an animal a korban shleik kavulei kain, you do not pedaf have to have a kain b'shar shechita, even a zaras kasha b'shechita, still kavulei tzofen. That then you have to have on sofen to shechita should be done on sofen side. If so, ben oif by your ben oif shekavul lekayin ain't a din shenikvul at sofen a ben oif the malika has to be done with the kayin. Isn't the swar for sure that the malika should also be done on sofen side? That's why it is possible. With shachar oif, say no. Only a korban has to be on sofen and not an oif, even though it's a kodesh kedoshim. Malad ben sonimar says no. Who is no kavul kayin? Malad ben son you can kavul lekli. You know why a korban needs sofen? Because there's a kli, there's a sakin. You have to have the shechita done with a sakin. Mashenka malika is done with the hands without a sakin. So there's no kavuchayma. So again, what do we need the pasuk oisay for? Ella rather oisay b'tzofen v'yein pesach b'tzofen. A korban pesach does not have to have a shechita done b'tzofen. And the Mora says pesach with Reb Lozer ben Yaakov nafka. No, from Lozer ben Yaakov atanya. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov oimer yochel enechlam is a havimina. I would have thought to say Yochel Yehya Pesach Toyin Sofin, that maybe a Korban Pesach, even though it's like a Shlomit, it's a Kachim Kalim. I would have thought to say maybe it needs a Sofin. The Shechita has to be done on the north side of the Azorah. Why? Vidunu, it's a Svara. Vidunu, Uma Oilish like Kabbalah Zman, Vishchitosa, Kabbalah Sofin, Matach Korban Oilah, that there's no special Zman when to bring it. Any day you can bring a Korban Oilah. Still, there's a Zmokim where to make the Shechita on Sofin. If so, Pesach. A korban pesach shekavulei zman shkitosoi is a special zman when to make the shechita only on yud dalet benisan after chatzos. Is then a din isn't for sure shekavulei tzofen that there should be a din to have tzofen? So therefore I need a special pulse to teach me that Pesach does not need tzofen. Now, Malir, like this, the question, no, by Korbanel is special Sheken Kolu, those thing is burnt. Maybe that's why it needs tzofen. But not a Korban Pesach. Mechatis, I learned enough from Mechatis. Chatis, those thing is not burnt. And still you need tzofen. So I would have thought to say, maybe Korban Pesach also needs tzofen. I have studied this, the question, Mal Chatis, Chatis is different Sheken Mechaperis, Achai Bekrisis, that a Chatis is special, comes for Kapora, on a Chet that Yichai of Koros for. Amazing. Now you do a b'shoyvi to have a korban chatis. Maybe that's why it's very chomer and he's dafka tzofen. So where it says lomi yoshem, not from a korban oshem. I mal yoshem shekain kodesh kadoshim. Oshem is different. It's kodesh kadoshim and Pesach is not kodesh kadoshim. And the kula nami shekain kodesh kadoshim. You can't learn out a Pesach from anyone, from not from an oil, not from a chatis, not from an oshem, because all these three are common that they're kodesh kadoshim, but not a korban Pesach. It's only a kodesh kalim. So Mora says. So he says in Slora, you do not have to have tzofen. So here also, you can't tell me, need the pasuk for Shachar Ois to tell me, only Korban Chatas needs a tzofen, and not a Korban Pesach. I do not need a pasuk. I will know him in a Slora. So Mora says, rather, Ela rather, Liyelam Kedemina Mikora. I'll tell you, the drosha here is to teach us, like we said before, that Ois say b'tzofen, v'yein ha-shechet b'tzofen, and that's the drosha, that only the Korban has to be done, has to be on tzofen side of the Azara, and not the Sheikhet. The Sheikhet, he could be on the tzofen side, and he could be on the Dorm side, and just stick over his hands to the tzofen side. And this the question was, would the Bechashaloch mid Rabbi Achio Nafka? I will learn it out from Rabbacha's Pesach, that it says in the Yikra Aleph, Veshachat Oysa Yeras Amaz Beach Tavoyna. So what do we need two Pesachim for? So I'll tell you, the Rabbi Achio Lav Lamute Sheikhet Bitzofen of the Yasa. Even his drosha, Rabachi's drosha, has not come to teach us on need to say that the sheikh does not have to be b'tzofen. That time I know from now on, pasuk in Vayikra Dalet, that only the korban has to be on tzofen and not the sheikhet. Elo rather, what does Rabachi mean to say in the pasuk in Vayikra Aleph? Hello, Bikoma. Ein ha-sheikhet b'tzofen, avo makabu b'tzofen. That's the Vayikra drosha. So that the sheikhet does not have to be, that I know from Vayikra Dalet. But here the need diik is that just the sheikhet not. But the Makabal, yes, the Kohen, when he does the avoid of Kabbalah, he has to be on the north side of the Azara. For the Gemara Makabal, mi lokach, the lokach nafka. We made that Joshua says an extra vav, the lokach, that not only does the Maisa Kabbalah have to be with Tzofen, but even the Kohen has to be there. So we're into the Nechnami, lokach, the lokach will mashmalei. Kohen to Rabachi does not learn out like that. Him is not mashmalei next to Joshua, the lokach. Therefore, from that word, I did not know to say the Makabal, the Sheikh, the Kohen, that during the Avodah of Kabbalah Saddam, he would have to be B'tzofen. Maybe for him it's enough to be on the Durham side. So therefore, I need our Pesach. But Shachar Ois say no, that the Diyak is, Ois, only the Shechita, the Sheikhet, does not have to be. But the Makabal has to be, the Kitzah, this is Rabachah's Drosha. So it goes like this. From Vayikra Dalid, our Drosha was Shachar Ois, the Mokum HaShayishchat HaYilavu Dashening, Only the korban has to be on stuff inside, not the sheikh. The sheikh doesn't have to be there. What is Rabbi Achia dashening? He's dashing this person of Yikra Aleph from the Shachar Ois, who teaches like this: that I say only by the sheikhet is there a ptur. He doesn't have to be on the stuff inside, but by avoidus of Kabbalah Saddam, there the kohen is doing the Kabbalah. He himself also has to be on stuff inside of the Azara. Now it says in the Mishnah, the Chayiv Al Yishoso. That a kohen or whoever is making the mincha, if it makes it with chametz, says over lav, not only one lav, but yichayev a lav for the kneading of it, and for the forming of it, and for the baking of it. If you make a mincha out of chametz, Omer Papa says, also whoever bakes the mincha to make it into chametz is like a shtayim. You should know that person is over two lavs. He gets two malchus in. One lav is over for the aricha, for forming the dough. The yachas alafiyos, and one for the baking of it. It's over two lavim. For the Gemara of Yomata, you said before, we had maya fiyam yuchedes, shimaisi yechidi, v'chayavim aleho, bifnei yatzma. Samash from Mashal, you bake this mincha of chometz. You're only over one lav, it's a maisi yechidi, you're only over one. And here we're saying you're over two. So most of Lakash, there's no question. Hod the Yorahu, the Yafu. That they were saying, or a Papa. that when you bake it, you chai twice. That's if you yourself did two ma'isim. That first you form the mincha, and then you baked it. And ho, that the v'darshin before that for that fee is a ma'is yichidi, ho diyor chavrei, v'yoyiv levi yofein, that when somebody else formed the dough, and they gave it to you, and now you're baking it. So when you're only doing the ma'is yichidi, you're baking it, and echnami, then you only chayiv one. Rav Papa's talking about if you do two ma'isim, if you do the ma'is of arich and the ma'is of afiyah, then you chayiv twice. Tan Rabbanan, went like this. Bechor she'och sedam. You have a bechor, a behemoth that's a bechor, it has a kedushas bechor on it. The she'och sedam means I got a blood clot like, and now there's an inyan to let the blood out, take the blood out. So the question is, by taking out the blood, you're making a mum, and you're not allowed to make a mum on a bechor. So what should we do now? So it says, Ma'akiza noisri sedam, you're allowed to take out the blood where I got it clotted off the blood. But the mokum shenoisim by mum, only in a place you should make the cut where it's not going to make a mum, will heal up. It will not make a mum in the goof of the bechor. But the yain makiz nesadam by mokum shenoisim by mum. Tibur Rabbi Meir. The Meir also does a lot though. That you're not allowed to make a mum on a bechor, even though it needs a tzachas dam. Almost led to the chiddush. And even though when the behemoth now is tzachas dam and has a clotting of blood, it has a mum in it already. And now, by making that kosa, you're making like a second mum. Remeya says that's also also. It's also for a mum, in a bal mum. So if you're not allowed to cut it, the mokum is going to make a mum. But rather, you have to do it on a different place where it won't be a mum. The chom and the chom say, yak is af a mokum shaysim ba mum. No, you're allowed to take the blood out, even in a place by cutting it, you'll make a mum. And as far as like we'll see later on, now they consider this payment to have a mum already. And on a bal mum already, there's no issa to put a mum. But a bavad shalo yishchad alayse mum. But yishnat shech to behema, or because of this mum. So this we'll soon see. Is even on the tzad there's no mum yet. Still, they hold you allowed to do it. But we'll soon see another reason why it could be a smuta. It's smuta because it's a sarach right now. And the Rashi says, a bavad shalo yishchad alayse mum. A sheba mayat with the mum comes by itself. Because the bechor is not nechol on a mum that you put into it. So even though you have had to make this mum, but a koponim, you're not allowed to eat this animal with this mum alone, you'll have to wait till another mum comes. That's the chum's word. Chomar mim yakish, you're allowed to make the cause, we'll soon see why. Apa mokum shesim a mum, but a mavat ravarin shla yishchat alayse mum.